Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninin M. Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. India AI Impact Summit 2026 begins in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands at the forefront of AI transformation. Kohima District plans new transport policy to improve traffic management, awards civil group for role in road safety. And MLA Dr. Nisatyo Mero urges farmers to adopt scientific methods for better yield. Now the news in detail. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway in New Delhi. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. It also positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for public good. Over 100 countries have been invited and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. The UN Secretary-General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. On the first day of the India AI Impact Summit today, various panel discussions are being held on a range of topics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India stands at the forefront of the artificial intelligence transformation and the country's strides in AI reflect both ambition and responsibility. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended warm welcome to world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policy makers, researchers and tech enthusiasts for the India AI Impact Summit, describing it as a matter of immense pride that people from all over the world are coming to India. He emphasized that the occasion is proof of the country's rapid progress in the field of science and technology and its contribution to global development. He added that the event also shows the capability of the country's youth. The Prime Minister also highlighted that the summit its theme of Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, or Welfare for All, Happiness for All, reflects the country's shared commitment to harnessing AI for human-centric progress. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantha Nageswaran today said that India can lead globally by aligning AI adoption with mass employability through educational reform. Mr. Nageswaran made these remarks during a session at the AI Impact Summit 2026. He said India could become one of the largest societies where machine learning and human resource complement each other rather than conflict.
For India, this is not a debate about the future of work. It is a decision about the future of growth, social stability, and cohesion. We must act and act now. The first step begins with a reform of our education and pedagogy and the teaching and the imparting of foundational skills.
The Kohima District Administration is planning a new transport policy to strengthen regulations and improve traffic management in Kohima Town. This was shared by Deputy Commissioner B. Hanok Buchem during the Kohima District Road Safety Award 2026 held today. He said traffic congestion remains a major challenge and called for continued cooperation from all citizens.
We are currently drafting the Kohima District Transport Policy, which we believe will strengthen our efforts to regulate traffic conditions more efficiently. We seek the unflinching support from the village authorities in Kohima, the town and colony councils, the councillors, the citizens and various stakeholders associations, especially the bus, the taxis and scooty association. Kohima belongs to each one of us who resides in the district. Let us all take civic responsibility and civic sense more seriously for the betterment of our town.
Marking the National Road Safety Month, the second edition of the Kohima District Road Safety Award 2026 were presented to Upper Jail Colony Panchayat, Jotsoma Youth Organization, Kezoma Village Council, Naga Bazaar Youth Organization and 5 personnel of the Integrated Command and Control Center for their role in easing traffic and road safety. The award carries a cash prize of 10,000 rupees and a citation. Meanwhile, appreciating the organizations for assisting the administration in smoother traffic flow, MLA Kevipodi Sope stressed that traffic congestion and improper parking cannot be tackled by authorities alone and urged collective responsibility from the public. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. MLA Dr. Nisatyo Mero has urged farmers to adopt scientific methods for agricultural development. Speaking at a joint Kisan Gosti program for Chizami, Futsero and Kikruma under PEG district on Saturday, he emphasized the importance of innovation, conserving local resources and collaboration between farmers and technical agencies to enhance sustainability and income. The program aimed to strengthen farmer-scientist interaction, promote scientific agriculture practices and create awareness on value addition resource. During the session, speakers highlighted the prospects of spice cultivation in the region and shared on ongoing government initiatives, including horticultural schemes and crop diversification strategies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that violence in Kashmir, northeast and Maoist-affected areas has been reduced by 80%. Speaking on the occasion of the 79th Raising Day celebrations of Delhi Police, he said the day is not far when these areas will be completely free from violence.
370 के निरस्तीकरण के बाद कश्मीर नॉर्थ ईस्ट और माओवादी क्षेत्र में हिंसा के आंकड़ों को हम 80% तक कम करने में सफल हुए हैं और वो दिन दूर नहीं है जब ये तीनों क्षेत्र पूर्णतया हिंसा से मुक्त हो जाएंगे.
Mr. Shah said the Maoist terrorism spread across 11 states has always posed a significant challenge to the country's internal security. State Health and Family Welfare Department has issued a public advisory to ensure safe and legal use of medicines. Citizens are urged to buy medicines only from pharmacies holding a valid drug license and ensure that medicines are dispensed by a registered pharmacist wearing a uniform with a name tag and registration number. They have also been advised to collect cash memo for every purchase. The department also advised the public to report any adverse drug reaction or serious side effects through the toll-free number 1-800-180-3024 or to the District Drugs Control Administration Office under the Chief Medical Officer. The advisory reminded consumers to check key details before use, including brand and generic names, manufacturing and expiry dates, dosage strength, and stressed never to use expired medicines. The advisory also noted that Schedule H and H1 medicines, which include certain antibiotics, habit-forming drugs, and anti-TB drugs, must only be purchased with a valid prescription, warning that improper use can be dangerous to health. In sports news, Nagaland's athlete Mudotsu Dozo has helped the Indian men's sepak takraw team clinch 2 gold medals at the recently concluded 6th South Asian Sepak Takraw Championship held in Colombo, Sri Lanka. He won gold in both the team and regu events. Mr. Dozo is now training with the national camp ahead of the 20th Asian Games set to take place at Japan. The Nagaland Sepak Takraw Association has extended its congratulations and wished him continued success in the upcoming international competitions. And Akashvani Kohima is inviting eligible candidates for filling up 11 posts of part-time correspondents, PTCs, in 11 districts of Nagaland. The districts include Chumu Kedima, Longleng, Meluri, Mon, Noklak, Peren, Pek, Shamator, Twensang, Zeminyu, and Zuniboto. Necessary details and prescribed application form can be accessed from the www.newsonair.gov.in under the vacancy section issued on 19th December 2025. The last date of submission of applications is 20th of February. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. India AI Impact Summit 2026 begins in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands at the forefront of AI transformation. Kohima District plans new transport policy to improve traffic management, awards civil group for role in road safety. And MLA Dr. Nisatyo Mero urges farmers to adopt scientific methods for better yield. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.